Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. I have a question to ask you guys. Now, this isn't something that I can really speak to. 913-586-7965. How do you guys handle being the road team? Because I'm sure by now, Rob, you've seen the video of it. There is a Pacers fan that is getting heckled pretty heavily as he's leaving the game a couple of nights ago for Madison Square Garden. So I'm sure by now you guys know the Knicks, they have advanced to their first Eastern Conference Final since 1999. The fans, pretty excited about it. Well, you guys know how it is. There's always a small full of people that try to ruin the fun for everybody, and they were really giving this Pacers fan a real hard time. He had a Tyrese Halliburton jersey on, and they wanted him to remove the jersey. So they kept following him and bothering him. They were throwing stuff at him, essentially saying, we will leave you alone if you take off the visiting jersey. Now, Rob, how do you handle this? Because I'm wearing my colors proudly when I go on the road. If I'm pulling up to a stadium to watch Mizzou, I'm letting you know what team I cheer for. Now, I'm not going to do anything that brings some undue attention to myself, but I'm also going to let you know what team I'm rooting for here. I'm not going to do anything out of pocket because, number one, I realize there's way more of you guys than there are of me. You got to assume that anytime you go into the visiting stadium. I don't care what team, what fan base you cheer for. It's a lot more of them than you. And it didn't look like in this video that the Pacers fan really had a little bit of backup. It didn't look like he went to the game with a group of people. It looked like he might have went by himself or maybe one other person, and maybe they had got split up. It didn't look like anybody was around really having his back. How do you handle being the road fan in this scenario? Because, I mean, this is a spot. You get outnumbered, and you already know how these things go. People got the cameras out. They've been drinking. They're excited. It only takes one person to do something out of pocket for this thing turn from friendly heckling and giving you grief about your team losing for this thing to potentially go left and turn violent. How do you handle being the road fan?
I always start, and you're right. I've been to a game in Columbia or my KU stuff. Been to a game in Manhattan, wore my KU stuff. I've been to road games before. I'm wearing my team's gear. I've been in St. Louis in Royals gear. I wear my team's gear. I have adopted the following rule. Keep your head down. Keep quiet. Let the energy of the people around you in the game dictate your performance. Because if people around you are heckling you in the first inning and the first 5 minutes of a basketball game, hey, don't engage. Just sit there and enjoy the game. But as the game marches on, They now need to all understand if my team starts winning, I'm going to start chirping back. But I always start low profile, and I let the area and the game kind of dictate my energy. When I was in Manhattan, I went there in 2010. Basketball College Game Day was there for Frank Martin's Cats against KU. I was minding my business. I was quiet. I wasn't talking to anyone. People were not happy with me. They got louder and louder, and as the game went to overtime and KU started pulling away, that's when I started getting louder and louder.
Here you go.
But you know what? I waited. I'm going to let the game dictate my performance. But I've been, when I was in Columbia, no one said anything to me. No one was heckling me. It was just Mizzou fans next to me watching the basketball game. I never said anything the entire game because they never said anything. Manhattan was kind of agitating me, so I had to match that energy as the game went on.
Okay, but this is what I'm going to say here. And Rob, you know that I love you in this scenario. If you're prepared to agitate the home crowd when your team wins, you got to be prepared to fight. I don't really think that there is in the middle. I'm not saying that you are right or wrong, but we've seen enough of these stadium videos to know how they go. There are some people that go and they just cheer for the opposition. Rob, you've been to enough. You know, I'm not going to KU games and I ain't rooting for them. I'm kind of rooting for the other team, but I'm doing it in a way that I'm not going out of my way to bring attention to the fact that I don't cheer for the same team that you guys do. Now, I don't mind clapping and doing those things, but we all have been in a situation. There's one guy that's cheering for the Raiders or the Broncos that is bringing all the attention to him. If you are prepared to put that kind of target on your back as the visiting fan, I hope you are prepared to fight. And I hope that you can fight, because we just seen enough of these videos to know that it could go real left real quick. So if you purposely agitating people, Rob, and you know you outmanning this scenario, you better hope that you can knock out one of them. And you better hope that that's a warning sign to leave me alone. Because it was kind of obvious in this video watching that Knicks fan that was leaving or the Pacers fan that was leaving. Oh, that guy can't fight. And he didn't really have the energy of, I was ready to fight. And that's one of the reasons they just kept picking on him. Like, I don't know if you've seen the video or not. They were just throwing stuff at him for blocks. He kept trying to bury Sanders, duck and dodge. And no, it's a bunch of us. We got our phone. We want you to take your jersey off. And if you don't take your jersey off, we're about to make this walk home for you miserable. And they made it miserable for him.
I also would say this. For the example of the Knicks and Pacers fan, where I think the Knicks fans are out of pocket here, and maybe the Pacers fans wrong for this too, the Knicks had clinched, and you're just a Pacer fan going to be part of the celebration. That Pacer fan had signed up to be part of the problem, because the Knicks just beat the Celtics. They have not played a singular game against the Pacers yet. And you're a Pacers fan in New York, and you know they're shutting down, was it 7th Avenue or whatever, and you're showing up in your gear. That is you becoming part of the agitation. I wait. And like I said, when I was in Columbia, I watched the KU game. It was the Sunspots game. For those of you who know, you know.
Yeah, I remember that one. I was there.
I was the Sunspots game. No one in my section was making fun of KU. They were not making fun of me. It was just a bunch of people watching a basketball game. So I didn't say anything at the end of the game. I didn't say a word. We all went about our business. I went out to the bars. I had a great time. If you are agitating and chirping at me, be prepared that the energy on the field will lead me to chirp back. If I go to Columbia this year, which I'm probably going to do for the KU football game.
Can we watch the game together?
We can absolutely do that. I'm going to be in, was it Faroe Field? Is it have a corporate name now? Or
it's Faroe Field. Don't, please don't disrespect Mizzou like this.
I thought it had a corporate name now.
No, it doesn't have a corporate
M&T
name.
Bank Stadium. It's still Faroe Field.
I'm happy to get a four pack and invite you and your wife to watch the game with me in Mizzou. If you're down, I'm down. I'm happy to get a four pack. I'll cover the tickets for you.
I'm down. I have already begun the process of an Airbnb search. It's been fruitless so far, but I have begun the process.
I'm happy to do this. I'm happy to support this. I got to tell you one thing. I haven't told anybody this. You know how if somebody is bothering you at the stadium, you can like text in a number or call in a number. I did that this weekend. I couldn't do it anymore. The people behind me, they were annoying and I didn't want to have to deal with it. I got to be the one to turn around and tell you. I just texted the number, man. Hey, event staff, go over there and just tell them to calm down for me. Can you do that? Is that bad? Am I wrong for doing that? Isn't that the purpose of the number?
What were they doing, though? What was the out-of-pocket?
They were just loud. They were cursing. It was just too much. And you know the section that we normally sit in when we go to Royals games. That's a peaceful section.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.